From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Luis Hernandez. In the 1950s, a machinist and inventor from Michigan named Adolph Grimmel came to the Florida Keys to work on 3D underwater photography. But while he was there, he found a new passion, growing tropical fruit. He created his own garden and lived there until his death almost 20 years ago. After that, the property was neglected. But as WLRN's Nancy Klinger reports, a gardener from a new generation has come along to rescue Grimmel Grove.
Hey, Marty. How you doing? See if you want to buy some star fruit.
Absolutely.
Cool.
Patrick Garvey's title is executive director of Grimmel Grove, which means he does a lot of different things. Today, his jobs include harvesting and delivering carambola.
Beautiful star fruit. You got the best star fruit around. Beautiful. Let's cut open one.
Marnie Brown is the owner of Good Food Conspiracy, a health food store on the Overseas Highway. She loves getting locally grown produce.
Especially from Grimmel's Grove, which has the longest history of fruit on the island.
The island is Big Pine Key, about 30 miles from Key West. That's where Adolph Grimmel carved out a tropical fruit garden on 2 acres, starting in the 1950s. Good Food Conspiracy has been around for 34 years. So Marnie Brown remembers Grimmel, and she saw how his garden fell apart after he died in 1997.
Yeah, it's a miracle. It's really a miracle that Patrick came down here and had this happen to save this property.
In 2011, Patrick Garvey was working for the state when he got a grant from Volunteer Florida to create an edible garden at a food stamp outreach site.
$5,000. It was all volunteers.
He was supposed to create one garden and get 50 volunteers.
We ended up doing 11 gardens and engaging over 500 volunteers.
Garvey had found a calling, helping people grow their own food. But he didn't want to do it working for the state.
You know, I was almost in my mid-30s, and I figured this is my time to try and do something entrepreneurial.
He created a nonprofit called the Growing Hope Initiative. He started going up to Homestead to learn more about growing food in South Florida. And he heard about this piece of land on Big Pine Key that was for sale. From the descriptions of the tropical fruit experts who had known Adolph Grimmel, Garvey was expecting to find a paradise.
It was overgrown with invasive trees. It was a dump site, tires everywhere, crack pipes.
For people on Big Pine like Dale Martin, the decline of the grove was sad and kind of scary.
It was just a terrible place to come around. People were afraid to walk by here even. It was so overgrown and didn't know who was in here or what was in here.
Then Garvey showed up and bought the property.
I kind of wondered about Patrick. Why would anybody want to do this?
There was some sort of vibe. Some sort of like spirit, and I couldn't get it out of my mind.
Garvey could just make out some of Grimmel's garden. Fruit trees were hanging on despite being strangled by Brazilian pepper. He did have a few moments of doubt.
You know, I started getting the hives from the poison from the Brazilian pepper from dealing with it so much. You know, my back went out, the sun's beating down on me, making no money.
But he'd invested everything, even his retirement, to make the down payment. He'd become obsessed with rescuing the grove, but also with unearthing the story of Adolph Grimmel.
My blood, sweat, and tears are into this just like his.
Garvey's take is that Grimmel was a classic American individualist.
Didn't have time for people. I mean, Big Pine in the 1950s, it's pretty secluded, and he just wanted to live off his land.
And that's the difference between the creator of Grimmel Grove and its savior. Grimmel only opened his gates for people who were as obsessed with tropical fruit as he was. Garvey shares the garden with as many people as possible.
This is a bilimbi. This is related to carambola, star fruit. Do you like tart?
If you don't, he's got another tree to show you.
Over here we have our cacao, and you'll see the pods are starting to form here. Like so many trees in the last 3 years, I've seen fruit for the first time.
Most of the work so far has been clearing away the Brazilian pepper, getting rid of old tires, writing grants for financial support. But those pods hold Patrick Garvey's vision for the grove, just like they once did for Adolph Grimmel. I'm Nancy Klinger on Big Pine Key.
Grimmel Grove is open to the public every Saturday. To see photos and more about Grimmel Grove, go to WLRN.org. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Luis Hernandez.